It made for good imperial propaganda. They claimed their worlds were free of all petty crime. But Theron would gladly take a few pickpockets and some graffiti over a sterile, lifeless existence under a completely totalitarian government.
"We are almost there,"
Nostral informed him, as they left the residential district and passed into an industrial area, populated by square, windowless warehouses.
"I hope your friend's contact comes through for us."
"Me too."
He brought the speeder down just outside the door of one of the buildings. To Theron's eye, it looked exactly like every other structure on the street, but he trusted the Jedi to deliver them to the address Tefith had provided. Bracing themselves against the bitter wind, they rushed from the speeder to the door. It opened as they reached it, and they hurried inside. Beyond the door was a small open-air office and reception area. Four desks were arranged around the room, though none of them was currently occupied. A single door on the far wall led into the warehouse at the back.
"Good to get out of the cold, isn't it?"
their host said cheerfully. He was a middle-aged human. The crown of his bald head was surrounded by a ring of curly brown hair. His face was ruddy, his features plain. His loose-fitting clothes were unremarkable, but Theron could tell they had been selected partly to hide the man's flabby chest and protruding gut.
"Unassuming and non-threatening. The perfect front man for a brutal group like the ZLF.
"Name's Finn," he said, thrusting out a meaty hand. "You must be Tefith's friends."
Theron shook the man's hand, but didn't offer his name. Nostral followed his lead.
"Everything you sent ahead is here, safe and sound,"
Vin said, getting right to business.
"Got it all safely hidden away back in the warehouse, even that burned out computer core. Kinda curious as to what you need that for," he added with a chuckle.
"What did you find out about the Orbital Defense Command Center?"
Theron said, not bothering to satisfy Vin's curiosity.
"Got the architectural blueprints right here,"
he said, pulling out a data pad.
"And everything anyone could possibly want to know about the security systems they have in place."
He hesitated for a second, as if debating how much he was willing to share with these strangers based solely on Tefith's referral.
"You know,"
he said, drawing the words out slowly,
"if you're looking to cause trouble for the Empire, I have some friends who might be interested in lending a hand."
"I bet you do," Theron thought. "But if any of your ZLF brothers get captured, the Imperial interrogators will make them sing. Can't take that risk."
Out loud, he simply said,
"We prefer to work alone."
"Understood,"
Vin said with a cheery nod.
"Just putting it out there."
Theron took the datapad and briefly flicked through the contents.
"Top of the line system. Redundant fail safes,"
he muttered.
"No surprise there. I'm probably going to need some extra high-tech equipment,"
he continued without looking up.
"If I put together a list, can you get me everything I need?"
"That'll cost extra,"
their chubby host said apologetically.
"We can pay, as long as you deliver the goods."
Vin's chest puffed up with pride.
"Hardware and equipment is my specialty. If somebody manufactures it, I can find it. Could take a couple of days, though."
"Until then, we should try to keep a low profile. Stay out of trouble."
"You've been talking with the director,"
Theron thought.
"Don't worry,"
he said, holding up the data pad.
"I've got plenty to keep me busy.